Hey, this is Sam Backer, and welcome to the Sam Backer Show, where we discuss business, marketing, and all kinds of things. So let's go. Okay, so one of the issues when you first get online is that you find out that, hey, you can make money online. And then you click on an ad on Facebook that relates to business in some sort of way. And then the next thing you know, you're being bombarded with several different marketers, several different people all holding up their books or all expressing how you can make money in e-commerce. You can make money in advertising. You can make money in real estate. You can make money selling products. You can make money in affiliate marketing. And you know, you're getting everything presented to you under the sun that you could do in order to make money online. And it becomes very confusing. Some people, they freeze up and don't really know what to do. Others decide to purchase every single product, never completing anything to a reasonable standard, or never understanding a particular topic to a reasonable standard because, you know, how can you? It's such a large topic. So what I wanna do is make the argument today that when you're getting started online, knowledge isn't as important as skills. And let me explain why. Now, when I went to school, it was Wellington, New Zealand. And I remember going through English class and not really taking it very seriously. I would come along to class and think, well, I know how to speak English. What could I possibly learn from this class? And they would be presenting all these different tasks, creative writing tasks, and all of these different things. And I never really took it seriously. But I only understood the importance of that teaching and what I needed to learn in English when I started getting into online marketing. Because what I found is suddenly I was faced with having to write sales copy. And sales copy is a skill that you need to develop. So I would spend a lot of time writing, constantly writing and trying to learn sales copy, and suddenly investing a huge amount of time because my ability to write sales copy online directly affects the amount of money that I'm able to make. Now, after learning copywriting, then I understood the value of copywriting because not only am I an asset to myself and my own business, but I'm also an asset to other businesses that might be interested in getting help selling their products online because I can now write in a way that encourages people to buy. It's the same with development, it's the same with design, it's the same with, you know, these other skills. Once you develop a skill that is useful, that businesses can utilize to make money, something that preferably is higher paying, then you've got something that you can enter into any business with and be of value to them. So not only is it going to help your business, your progress, but it also helps other businesses that are out there as well. So if you want to know where to start online, start first developing skills, because skills will serve you more initially anyway than knowledge will. When you first get online, invest in learning skills. Don't get distracted by the knowledge. It's very attractive to think, well, I'm learning something new here, let's buy this product because it's going to teach me everything I need to know. First of all, what you need to know is that there's no magic bullet. Everything takes hard work. And the best way that you are going to be able to focus your time and the best way to get a return quickly on that invested time is to first invest in learning a skill that's a high-paying skill that is of high value to your business, but also other businesses as well. Because if your business doesn't work out, or if your business is taking a bit of time to develop, you can always go and get jobs with other businesses. And after developing skills in copywriting, my business didn't take off right away. It took a bit of time. But through that process, I was able to start consulting businesses. Let me ask you this question. You know, if you're in a situation where you've got an MMA fighter who's coming and attacking you for whatever reason, you somehow find yourself in a ring against this MMA fighter, what's going to be more useful and serve you better? Is it going to serve you better if you have a wide knowledge of the different moves that contribute to someone punching, to defending, to, you know, how MMA works, the base knowledge of MMA, you know about the industry, you know the, you know, celebrities in MMA, you know the best fighters, and you know all of their moves? Or is it going to serve you better if you've developed a skill in blocking and you've practiced that skill over a long period of time and you know that you've got that skill at your disposal? As that punch comes in to hit you in the face, what is going to allow you to protect yourself? It's not going to be the knowledge of what's happening around you or the knowledge that's happening out there, what's happening in the industry, what moves are happening. It's going to be those skills that you've developed in yourself that are going to serve you better in attempting to block that punch. So what I'm trying to say here, and I'm not trying to say that knowledge isn't important, because knowledge definitely has a time and place. But when you're first getting online, your main focus should be, how do I start generating money immediately? And the best way to do that is becoming valuable yourself and increasing your knowledge in an area that is going to result in you generating a lot of money. I've made a significant amount of money online over the last few years, and I've used those base skills that I developed early on throughout that entire period. When you're first starting out, I encourage you to learn a skill that is in high demand, a high-paying skill like development, design, like copywriting. writing even. You know, develop these skills, develop those areas for yourself so you are valuable to others, and develop them to the stage where you're able to teach them. Then when you're at that stage where you're able to teach that skill completely, you're able to teach that skill effectively, then what you're able to do is you're able to then create products based around that skill you can sell to others, or you can consult based on that skill you now have. You've now developed a product, a service based around those skills that you've generated, and then the ability to make money is going to be a lot easier. Then at that time, that's when you need to develop knowledge on how to get traffic. What are the latest traffic trends? What's happening right now that's going to enable me to sell myself and my skill and who I am out to the world in a way that's effective? And that's when you need knowledge. You don't need knowledge at first until you've developed those skills to the stage where, hey, now I need knowledge on how to actually export this skill that I have. Now I need knowledge to maximize the amount of money I can make from these skills that I've developed. Now, I'll leave you with one final story. A friend of mine a while back, I was actually speaking at an event in London, and it was a Mark Anastasia event, and I was talking about, I can't remember what I was talking about actually, I think it was about Facebook. Anyway, I caught up with a friend of mine from primary school at the time, and at the time when we caught up in London, he was actually working as a student teacher. He hadn't really heard that there was much of an opportunity to make money online, and as soon as I started to talk about the fact that I was making money online, he suddenly became very interested in it. And the advice that I gave him once he started getting into it and started taking this seriously and made the decision, hey, I actually do want to do this, I've seen someone doing this, I want to do that as well. The first piece of advice was, hey, start developing a skill. And that's what he did. Before actually going out and purchasing any products, before working on any knowledge or going out there and getting distracted with all of the different messages that are out there on the internet, he first worked internally on becoming a really good video graphic designer. And he worked on his video skills. He developed a few things, designed a few things that were really, really cool. And then from there, he started working on design. And over time, he started selling products based on what he had learned in video. He started packaging up some of the things and started selling them. He started also creating some new design things and packaging up design courses to sell on Udemy at first and then to the wider market. Within the space of 2 to 3 years, he successfully launched a product that sold over $900,000, a software that was highly related and highly relevant to the skills that he developed. If he tried to start that software at first, he would never have been able to do it. But it was that process of going through and learning those skills, finding out how he could sell those skills, finding out different ways of using those skills, which led to that massive success. Now he's generated 7 figures online. He's very successful in what he's doing. He's one of the best designers that I know, probably the best when it comes to design that I know in UI design. And it just shows what's possible within a few years if you start working on a skill. There's no magic bullet here. There's no, you know, overnight success that's going to be brought to you. This is hard work, just like any other industry. If you want success in any industry, you need to work on developing those skills, and online marketing is no different. So my advice for you is, if you're starting out now and you're wondering, how do I get started? Focus first of all on yourself. Forget about the distractions that are out there. Focus on what skills you can learn right now that you can monetize. Work on those skills. That's the first place to start. Then worry about knowledge once you've developed those skills and you're looking for a way that you can go and sell that or repackage that skill into something else that could be valuable to your market.